This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. With time running short before the start of a trial, some of the 35 defendants in the Atlanta Public Schools cheating scandal are negotiating with prosecutors on possible plea deals. And Judge Jerry Baxter has set a January 6th deadline for those negotiations to finish up. Defense attorney Paige Pate usually appears as WABE's legal analyst, but he has now been hired by one of the APS defendants, former Parks Middle School testing coordinator Sandra Ward. Paige, welcome back.
Great to be with you, Dennis.
Now, before we start, we'll make it clear, since you now have a client in the APS case, first of all, you're appearing here as her defense attorney, not our legal analyst, and you won't be doing any future work on the APS story as our legal analyst, correct?
That's right. I'm a lawyer in the case, so I'm an advocate for this one.
Okay. The charges include racketeering and making false statements in the case of Sandra Ward. And basically, if I understand this correctly, the prosecution is saying that she falsified answers on student sheets on standardized tests and then lied about it. And at least one motive was the prospect of a bonus for those higher scores. Is that basically the prosecution's case as you understand it?
Those are basically the allegations. Obviously, she's also charged in the racketeering or RICO conspiracy with everyone else.
So have you been engaged in negotiations, and what's been the result of those talks?
Well, I don't think I would call it negotiations. We did meet with the district attorney's office, as I believe most defendants in the case have, simply to get a plea offer in the case. That's common, especially in Fulton County. The judge expects you to communicate with the other side to see what they're willing to offer and see if there's a way to resolve it short of trial.
Now, the state investigation, this is the one that was conducted prior to the indictments, claimed that she, in the words of the investigation, organized and facilitated cheating on tests from 2006 to 2010. Is she admitting any of that?
Absolutely not. And I should have said at the beginning, we have no desire at all to enter into any plea with the state in this case.
So she is maintaining her innocence entirely?
Absolutely.
So you're not taking any plea offer at this point?
We are not, and I don't anticipate we will, because the plea offer that was made to us, or the tentative offer that was made to us, is similar to the plea that was entered by one of the other educators, and that was a misdemeanor with, I believe, some community service requirements. My client has no interest in entering that plea or any other plea because the state wants her to admit involvement in what they believe is a widespread cheating scandal, which simply is not the case.
A couple of points on that. First, the person who did take a plea deal was Lisa Terry, who was, I believe, at Humphreys Elementary School. And she got 12 months probation and community service. Since the charges against her are similar to the ones against your client, why not take that deal?
Well, it's easy to see why someone would take it, even if they did not do anything wrong. I mean, think about this, Dennis. The district attorney charged these folks with racketeering and other felonies. They're looking at an indictment with 30 other folks in it. They're looking at a trial that could go anywhere from 4 to 6 months. So I imagine more people will jump on that bandwagon and will agree to accept that plea simply to avoid having to go through the stress and financial loss of a trial.
But again, you're saying she does not want to admit to involvement in a widespread conspiracy.
That's exactly right. And she's willing to go forward at great cost to herself, her family. She's going to go forward, and we're going to fight this thing. And we look forward to the trial because I am confident, based on what I've seen so far in this case, that there's not a single person that's going to be convicted of RICO.
But the prosecution is liable to bring forward some people who appeared in the state investigation that was done at the request of then-Governor Perdue, one witness who claimed that Ms. Ward and Principal Christopher Waller checked to make sure that answers were falsified. They got teachers to change answers, or that she brought tests to a meeting of a group of teachers so answers could be changed. There will be witnesses who will probably place her in an alleged conspiracy.
There are going to be witnesses that I expect will mention her name, but I have now reviewed those witness statements. I do not believe they are as incriminating as the state has led folks to believe.
Why not?
Because the evidence simply isn't there. There's evidence that she, of course, worked with the principal, Christopher Waller. She was there at Parks Middle School, no question about it. But there's not a single witness that puts Ms. Ward in a situation where answers are being changed or in a situation where she's trying to cover up cheating. That simply did not happen.
I believe, if I read the state investigation correctly, is that there was one witness who claimed that Ms. Ward was one of the people who checked, followed up for the principal to make sure that answers were changed. Did you see that as well, and what would be your response to that?
I saw that general allegation, but not a bit of evidence to support it.
This will be a case where there's going to be a lot of he said, she said. You don't think
right.
that witness is reliable?
Or that a jury would believe it, even? Well, number one, I don't think the witnesses are going to testify to what has been put in these reports. I think once you get these witnesses in front of a judge and a jury under oath, you're not necessarily going to see the testimony that the state would have you believe is out there and waiting to be presented. Their case is not as strong as they are pretending that it is.
Is it possible, though, that if what you're saying is true, that other defendants might go along with what the prosecution's version is, that they may implicate her and that is a risk you're taking?
It is, and that's the biggest concern that I have, because there's no way, and I think the DA's office knew this from the beginning, they're not going to have 30-plus people at this trial. 30-plus people can't afford to go through a 4 to 6 month-long trial. I mean, these people, they're educators. You know, they're not rich folks, but they're not poor enough to qualify for indigent defense counsel. So they're having to come out of their own pockets to pay lawyers to defend themselves against this RICO conspiracy that apparently the DA's office doesn't even believe, or it wouldn't be letting people plead guilty to misdemeanors. So I'm concerned because of that threat, because of that understandable choice they would make to avoid the stress and cost of a trial, that they're going to do whatever they're told to do.
And your client declined to offer any information to the GBI invoking her Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. Now, again, that doesn't mean she's guilty of anything, but obviously she had a concern.
Well, she was represented by a different lawyer at the time, and that lawyer advised her to invoke her privilege against self-incrimination, certainly her right to do so. It was clear, I think, to everyone involved that the GBI had already made up their mind about what happened, and they weren't that interested in finding the truth. They were more interested in building a case, and it's never a good idea to sit down and cooperate with investigators when they've already decided they're going to charge you.
So are you saying here, just to be clear, with all of the patterns that we saw in the state investigation, the numbers of unusually high test scores, the many years over which that took place, that there was no conspiracy, or are you simply saying if there was one, my client wasn't involved in it?
Well, obviously I'm representing Ms. Ward and only Ms. Ward, so my concern is primarily with her, and she was definitely not involved in any conspiracy to cheat on the CRCT in any year. But I'm also saying that based on my review of the evidence so far, and I haven't looked at everything relating to the other folks, but based on my review of the evidence, I don't see a conspiracy at all. Now, that's not saying there wasn't some cheating going on. I think there probably was. There will be teachers that come into trial and say, yeah, I changed some answers. But that's different, again, from having a widespread RICO conspiracy. And that's why I suggest that maybe the district attorney's office is not so convinced of that RICO conspiracy, or why would they be offering misdemeanor pleas to so many folks?
Defense attorney Paige Pate is representing former Parks Middle School testing coordinator Sandra Ward, one of the defendants in the Atlanta Public Schools cheating scandal case. Normally, Paige is our WABE legal analyst, but in this instance, he is appearing as an advocate for his client, and not as our legal analyst. One other note of disclosure, WABE's broadcast license is held by the Atlanta Board of Education. Paige, thanks very much for being with us, and we'll continue to check in with you.
Okay, thanks, Dennis.